The next patient is Carol Cleland. The last name is C-L-E-L-A-N-D. Carol is the first name. Number one. 78-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient has no activity in the urinary sediment. The serum creatinine, the protein creatinine ratio. Consistent with 1.1 grams in 24 hours. 1.1 milligrams, excuse me, 1.1 milligrams in 24 hours. Following number. The patient has a history of rheumatoid arthritis. The rheumatoid factor is less than 10. Following number, low iron saturation. The patient is on iron PO. The ferritin was reported. At 80 nanograms per deciliter. The transferrin saturation is 11%, the serum iron is 31. The patient doesn't have anemia. The hemoglobin is 11.5. The patient is encouraged to continue taking the iron pill. Following number, diabetes mellitus, that is out of control. We have a patient that has a hemoglobin A1C of 8.4 with a proteinuria. The patient has peripheral edema despite the fact that she takes furosemide. This is a patient that is a candidate to take SGLT2 inhibitors. We are going to start her on Farxiga, 5 milligrams, per gram of creatinine for a month, and then we'll increase to 10 milligrams. The side effects of the medication were explained to the patient. Following number, the patient has a history of B12 deficiency. The B12 levels are adequate. Following number, vitamin D. Deficiency on supplements. The patient has a remote history of urinary tract infection. We will be very attentive. To a relapse in the presence of proteinuria. Excuse me, in the presence of glycosuria induced by the SGLT2 inhibitor. Revaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup.